Confessions of a Trainwreck. Hola, TGIF, and welcome back to another Fast Five Friday, which is, as the name suggests, a series of Fast Five questions with my guest from Tuesday's episode, who this week was the incredible Amy Shepherd. How much do we love her? My inbox absolutely blew up with DMs from you guys, so I'm just going to go ahead and assume that you all loved her too. I think, and this is just me getting a bit deep for a second, but I think that Tuesday's episode was such an important message for women, and it also served as a really, really timely reminder to just be kind to ourselves, especially this year when we're all experiencing much higher levels of stress and anxiety, which we all know can manifest in negative feelings towards ourselves and our bodies, which none of us at all are immune to. But first and foremost, I want you all to remember that you're not alone. You're actually far from being alone. So just promise me you'll be kind to yourself and kind to your body, because if there's one thing the world needs more of right now, it's kindness. And also a bit of laughter, okay? So that's what I'm going to try and help you with now. That's enough from me, so let's get into this week's Fast Five Friday with Amy Shepherd. Last thing you watched on Netflix or Spotify or Binge or Stan or whatever your streaming service of choice is, because there are so many these days. Even YouTube.
YouTube. What am I watching? I'm watching Ted Lasso. Have you seen that?
No.
It's really good.
What's that?
It's on iTunes or Apple, whatever.
Oh, yes.
Apple TV, whatever it is. And it's about an American football coach that goes to England. He becomes a soccer coach, and it's just a really wholesome show. It's really good.
My boyfriend would love that, actually.
Yeah,
he loves English soccer.
Yeah.
I do not, so it's a good compromise for us.
Yeah, well, I don't either, but I really enjoyed the show. Also, The Boys. Have you seen The Boys?
No, but I've heard so much about it, and I've had so many people tell me to watch it.
Watch it. It's insane. It's so good. When I first, my fiance put it on, I was like, no, not a superhero. movie. No. And then he made me watch the first episode and we were both hooked. Like, it was really good.
Did it take you a while to admit that you liked it? Were you like, I'm so stubborn. I don't actually want to admit that I liked it.
100%. But it's good. It's about corrupt superheroes. So everyone thinks they're like, you know, these amazing people, but they're really not. They do naughty things behind the scenes.
Maybe I'll have to give that a go, because I'm currently watching, and this is so random because I've never watched any of his shows in my whole life, Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. Oh, I just wanted something really light and just funny, because I just feel like I've been in this weird, like, negative headspace this week, and I was like, I just want to laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that funny if you're, like, the people on the show, but it's kind of funny to observe.
Yeah, right. I haven't seen any of it. I obviously know who he is and know what he's famous for, but I haven't sat down and watched that show.
He is what you think he is.
Okay.
Like, he is actually that mean. I just could not imagine being his wife. What is your favourite pump-up song that always makes you feel better no matter what mood you're in?
Ooh, there's a few of these. Okay, you know this. Don't let go, you got the music in
you. Oh, yes!
By the New Radicals. I love that song. It's such a good song. But anyway, probably that one.
Because
since I heard it when I was whatever, I don't know.
I remember that song from A Walk to Remember.
Like the 90s. Yeah, yeah. So since it came out, I've loved that song, and it always puts me in a good mood. So I think that's probably my favourite song.
Number one. Yeah. Love that. Controversial, but mine's Blame It on the Boogie by Michael Jackson.
Oh, MJ.
Why? Hard time admitting that it's MJ, but there's something about that song, honestly. I could be crying on the floor, and if someone puts that song on, I'll be up. I'll be smiling.
That's a good one. Yeah. You know, there's no denying he's a musical genius.
It's true. What is your favourite flavour of ice cream?
Oh, chocolate, 100%. Mm. Just, it's classic, it's rich. I love it. What's yours?
Choc mint.
Yum. I do like I love it all. Like, I don't really discriminate when it comes to ice cream.
Because I feel like choc mint ice cream is like the pineapple pizza equivalent of pizza. Like, you know how you either love it or hate it?
Yeah.
I love pineapple pizza, so I'm like all about that.
No, it's not for me. But, but yeah, choc mint.
We agree to disagree.
Choc mint passes.
If you could swap lives with a fictional character for the day, who would it be?
Ooh. Who would it be?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go
first.
Good answer. I'm on the spot.
I'm dying to tell you this. Mine would be Christina Yang from Grey's Anatomy. Because she is so bomb-ass. Like, imagine being that smart and, like, a cardiothoracic surgeon and just having it all together and just being able to, like, cut someone open and just save their life.
Oh, my God. Have you seen Yellowstone? That's another good one if you haven't seen it. Oh, Well, if anyone has seen Yellowstone, I'd love to be Beth off Yellowstone because she's also like a really badass. Yeah. Bitch. She's like just, I don't know, I just wish I had her confidence and I want to be a ball buster, you
Same.
Know? But sometimes I'm not and I sit in the corner and I just let people walk over me like
me
sometimes.
Too.
And I just want to be that person to like shut someone down on the spot when I'm one of those people that goes away. I'm like, I should have said this, should have said that.
Same.
I write
and
really
I really
well,
think about it.
Me
I don't
too.
Speak very well. So I'm like, I want to come back the next day and be like, so just to like pick up where we left off, here are my points. When I wrote that question too, the first thing I thought of was say a Disney princess because I love Disney and I love the princesses. But then I was like, hang on, you don't want to be a Disney princess.
Mm-mm.
And you don't realize until you grow up.
And they're
actually
getting
very
better,
passive.
Though. I think they're trying to incorporate a few.
They are, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is very good. Now, I'm very excited to ask a singer this question because I feel like it's something you'll actually appreciate, like no one else in my life really does. What is your favorite Christmas carol?
Ooh, probably Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
Good choice.
It's so beautiful and classic. And I don't really get sick of that one.
Yeah.
What's yours?
That's good. Like, I have so many. I've been working on this Christmas playlist for about 5 years now. That's a collation of all my favourite celebrity Christmas carols.
Oh.
And it is probably a tie between, is it Christmas Baby, that one that's like, Please Come Home?
I don't know. You have to
I'm not,
you have
not
to
sing it to you. Absolutely not to you. I never have a qualm in singing, but I'm not going to do it in front of you. Or Blue Christmas. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
It's a bit sad, but Delta Goodrum does a really good version of Blue Christmas. And I know not a lot of people like her, but I love Delta.
No, she's beautiful. She's a really nice person, by the way. But Walking in Winter Wonderland. If I hear that Mariah Carey song one more time, though.
Oh, it's
my
a bit
God.
Much.
I don't know why people like it so much.
I know.
And anyway.
I think it's just turned into a bit of a joke now. Like, it's just, you know, there's all the memes that's like Michael Bublé and her coming out of their tombstone once a year for their, like, hot month and then in again they go. What is the most useless talent that you have?
Oh, my God. This one's really embarrassing, but I'll say it because I have nothing else to say.
I bet mine will be worse.
But I have really great control over my feet. Like, I can peel a banana with my toes.
No, you can't.
I can. It's gross.
You could make so much money by selling videos of peeling bananas
so
on the internet.
Foot fetish.
Have you ever had one of those on Instagram? God. People asking for feet pics?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I have. And actually, I've noticed that... there's this website called like Celebrity Feet and people can judge your feet I'm up on there and I've got, I think I've got 4.5 stars, so that's okay.
That's good. That's really
so
good.
So I'm okay with it at the moment, but if it goes good below average. That, I'm going to have to pull it down somehow. I don't know. Wear socks all the time.
Closed toe shoes only.
God. See what you aren't ever like free from what people are looking at
you.
No. It's crazy.
Wow.
Even, as a woman, you're judged for everything.
Your feet, your toes.
Mm. Anyway.
Oh, God.
So if my toes are rated ugly, I'm not going to wear socks, okay?
I'm not conforming to your standards. Mine is, it sounds a lot more morbid than it is, but I can identify a shark species based off the bite.
Oh, really?
I'm not a marine biologist or anything, so it's obviously quite useless.
Yeah.
But
that's so
cool. I mean,
cool.
Obviously, shark fan. Have you seen my bag?
You'd get along with my sister. She
loved sharks.
She does. She learnt, like, when she was in school, she was obsessed and she learnt, like, every shark and I don't know. I think she just memorized this one book, but she was like,
I need to get her on the podcast just to do an episode about sharks.
You should. That's so funny.
Literally, no one will listen, but that's okay. I'll listen. Where is your favourite place to travel to in Australia? I feel like that's just on theme at the moment because we can't go to very many places.
I know.
But also, love Australia.
Oh, there's so many good places in Australia, though. I love North Queensland, I think, because I grew up in PNG, so it's really similar vibes.
Yep.
So I love going to Cairns and doing, like, the reef and all of that.
Yeah.
But also Rottnest Island. Have you been there?
No, I went to Perth, but I didn't make it to Rottnest, and I've always wanted to go back.
Yeah, it's amazing. My nana grew up there, my other nana. Both nanas get a shout out in this podcast. But, she grew up there, and the stories are amazing.
Yeah.
I just feel like I've got a bit of a connection to Rottnest, and it is amazingly beautiful. So if
and
you
the quokkas
chance,
are so cute.
I know, aren't they?
So cute. Mine is probably random. I only went for the first time last weekend, but Northern Territory is so, so beautiful, especially if you go out to the National Park, Litchfield National Park. It is the start of wet season, so there are crocodiles from now. I was dying to see one, obviously kind of glad that we didn't when we were in the National Park.
Yeah.
But from now, you can't swim at all in the ocean or anything, no. But even in the national park, there are only very few places you can still swim. My boyfriend actually got bitten by a fish and he was bleeding. Like, we were worried about sharks and he got bitten by a fish. Which I'm still laughing about.
Can you still, like, walk? Or is it safe to walk around?
No, you're not supposed to walk near the water, which was, again, like, I was watching these little kids on the beach really close to the edge and I was like, where's your mum?
That's scary.
I've seen how these movies end and it's not good. And then there's signs everywhere. And also they've got box jellyfish. Like, lots of dangerous stuff in the ocean, which is so cruel because the water there is so blue and it's so hot. You just want to jump in. But on my actual list of things to say was I want to go to Broome.
Ah,
I've never been to Broome.
No, I don't think I have either.
Yeah. On my list.
On the list.
What movie could you quote every single word to?
Oh, probably Hot Chick.
Oh, I love that movie.
Rob Schneider. Yes. Oh, my God. It's so funny.
That is such a good
one. And it's so funny because we played this gig in America for Girl Meets World, and it's like a Disney TV show.
Yeah.
And we were performing, and then I saw one of the characters is Billy from Hot Chick, who's like the love interest, the main love interest. And I was like quoting the movie to him, and he's like, can I get a photo with you? I'm like, oh my God, Billy, anything for you. Couldn't believe it.
That
like,
is
honestly.
He was such a spunk.
Oh, I know.
I remember watching that for the first time and being like, that's what I want my future boyfriend to look like.
He was the kid in Mrs. Doubtfire as
well.
Was he? Yeah, yeah.
No way.
And now he's in Girl Meets World, Disney Channel.
There you go. Yep. I know, I've got a list of about 7 and they're all like chick flicks.
What's
like,
your number one?
Probably Center Stage.
Oh, yeah.
Or Mean Girls or Clueless or obviously my favourite movie of all time, Burlesque.
Oh, God. I don't know if I've seen that.
What?
No.
I'll with Christina Aguilera.
I'm terrible. There's so many
list.
Classic. I haven't seen Dirty Dancing, which is, I know.
So religious. I met someone the other day who hadn't seen The Sound of Music.
Oh, I've seen Sound of Music.
Thank you.
That's like saying I haven't seen Grease.
Right? That's what I thought too.
I've seen
Grease.
There
were the two movies I grew up on. Haven't seen Grease too, but don't
I'm
really
gonna
care
watch Dirty Dancing. I promise. Dirty. I promise you guys.
It's amazing. And then last question. Have you ever lied about your age?
No, I can't. It's all over the internet.
Of course.
Have I lied about it?
Did you ever have a fake ID?
Oh, like back in the day, 100%. Yeah. I used to pretend to be 18.
Fake IDs were so easy to get.
Yes.
And like, but you know, I didn't turn 18 until the end of the year, so all of my friends were already 18. But I just got someone else's 18 plus card.
Yeah.
They didn't even look like me, and it worked for a year.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I have a funny story about that because one time I went to a party and I was 18, but I was older than like the rest of my grade, and my bag got stolen at the party and my ID got stolen and all of my stuff. And then one day, like a year later, the cops showed up at my door. I'm like, oh, we found your wallet. Here's your wallet. And I was like, thank you. And I looked at it and it wasn't mine. And it was like a really nice Gucci wallet. Oh, my ID was in there.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And
so someone just swapped all the stuff around.
Yeah. Like, no, it's just someone was using my ID and there was $100 in there.
Oh,
so
my
I was like,
God.
Thank you, universe. So
that
some
is
chick
such
was.
Karma.
Yeah. And then there was another like student ID in it and it was like some girl who was 17 and I found her on Facebook.
Messaged her?
I messaged her. I was like, missing something. And I sent her a photo.
Oh my God.
She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I was just using it to get ciggies.
You're like, bitch, you stole my wallet.
So funny. Karma, everybody.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Well, that's it. That's my last question. That was so fun.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. Don't you second guess me?
No. Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello. Do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.